and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Taluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, well, well.
Barn burner of a boss fight, boys. Yeah, you guys really punched above your weight class on that one. Yeah. That was a tough fight. There were a lot of things on this field that did a lot of damage. Yeah, but you guys played it so much smarter than I was expecting you to.
We're not always stupid idiots.
I did exactly what I normally do.
That's true.
No, you guys,
I was just wasted, so I had more AC.
You made like the big calls you needed to make to do some pretty sketch stuff. Going for the cord, really smart. I basically set it up so that it was kind of like, I knew you guys might try to do it, but I was like, I'm going to set it really high so they feel like it might not be worth it. But getting rid of that cord with the fucking inflict wounds was sick as hell.
Did it have a regenerate off the cord?
Yes. She would have regenerated 10 hit points at the start of a return.
The demon or Ivy?
Ivy.
Okay.
So what I had done was I fused Ivy's stat block, which was a Vine Lord stat block. And then basically from her, I was... from her connection to the Barstuck, I was giving her the spell list of a Conclave Dryad. She also would have had a Vine Staff attack if you guys somehow would try to like get rid of her Vine like tendrils. I didn't think that was really going to happen. But it was mostly because I wanted her to have Wall of Thorns to protect him for a round or two, basically. To kind of force you guys to decide if you wanted to try to push through and take 30 piercing. But
definitely not.
Yeah, that was
not
sick
at this
as hell.
Low of a level.
No,
sick
not with
hell.
My little HP.
Yeah, so nice. I think being juiced up with like buffs beforehand, big help. Reggie going first and getting to haste with a twin spell was huge.
Huge. Beautiful.
Like,
yeah. Beautiful. That would have been really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was just, I wanted to really design a fight that would be like pretty challenging. I think the Vine Lord had a challenge rating 7 stat block. With the amount of health I gave it and the extra bullshit, I probably bumped that up to like an 8 or a 9. Barstuck Demon is a challenge 11, CR 11. You guys are level 6, and I did try to use pretty much everything it had.
Taluga.
If it didn't spit me out, I would have been down.
It didn't have like a ton of hit points, but it had like a, you know, 157, I think. I might have fudged this a little, made it a little higher. But yeah, you guys fucking crushed it. That was like nuts. You guys are so fun to DM against with all your crazy moves and everything.
Now that he's dead, will the path to Tidal Goal be straight?
Yeah, it would break the curse. The demon that made it is gone. I think next episode will be a lot of catching up with Ivy, figuring out what you guys want to do to Tidal Goal now.
More things to put on the pamphlet.
Rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
now that everything's dead up there, I can really collect Dreadsteel to make more pamphlets.
And we could feed it to a cobbler.
Yep.
I get to feed the demon to Luga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to go back to Yarno's to search around for anything else that I kind of want.
You guys can have like a reunion feast.
Yeah. We're going to have a long talk.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a lot of apologizing for Gleblord.
Gleblord.
I mean, that was literally perfect.
Well,
just mechanically, so gross.
I knew we couldn't let her just run wild on us.
No, it was smart call. In character, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
But, well, because you were sleeping when this whole thing went down.
Yeah.
Even just grappling her was smart. Like, just grappling her down there so she couldn't fly up and start attacking everyone else.
Yeah. How much movement did she have?
So what? She only has 30, but I basically had it that she could zoom around on those vines.
Yeah.
I kind of just let her just Spider-Man around the battlefield. But, you know. Theater of the Mind, I kind of don't really focus on movement too much. To me, it's like if a boss is in its lair, I'll probably let them do some little malarkey movement, so they can kind of move around and fight everybody.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like this guy who was stuck on a sex swing.
You know what? It wasn't going to be a sex swing. You guys threw and hard.
It was just their bedroom. You're the one that made it freaky.
Well, it was because it
could have just been a normal queen-sized bed.
Yep. We could have been jumping on it.
Or kingside, sorry.
Listen, I wanted you guys...
Opened it up. Could have been a California king.
I wanted you guys in a big thorny bowl. So I had to improvise why he would be suspended in the middle of a thorn thing. He was going to be basically in like a big, gross, thorny heart.
Yeah.
Kind of like beating in the ass, like pumping all this blood to
the heart of the ass.
The heart of the ass, yeah. Also, maybe a good episode name. I don't know if we already put this out, but
heart of the ass. I think that's what we call it.
But, you know, the second that you let it be your parents' bedroom, it had to be a sex swing. I mean, come on.
I can't wait to bring up this Meemaw's swing at the most inopportune time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not going to touch it. It's not my fault. It was their fault for leaving their toys out.
Yep. They didn't pack them when they had to get out of Tidal real quick.
Yeah, when a catastrophe was happening, they didn't take down the swing.
We ran back and grabbed stuff. They could have.
That's true. Yeah, you got a whole crib out of there.
Sure.
You got
a taco stand.
His crib, a whole taqueria.
An armor stand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They could have done the same.
I think everyone just made such cool decisions in that fight, which is what I like. Sometimes it is hard sometimes DMing Theory of the Mind because I don't want it to always feel like you guys are just like throwing attacks at something. But I love fights like this where there's like different choices you can make because of the way the environment works and all that. Splashing her Ivy with the smashing it. Yeah, that was sick. And I didn't realize at the time that you were trying to get it so you'd have a mouth. Yeah. I didn't realize that was what was happening. I was like, oh, he wants to talk to Ivy and do some cool role play.
Nope.
No, he wanted to
take over. What'd that mouth
do? He wanted to take over her body.
He wanted to know what it was like to be her, so when he impersonates her again, he has full range.
No more impersonations, son, all right?
Why not?
Because they usually end up with me dying on the ground.
Or in a stomach.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, in that case, yeah, I was.
I do love how this game, like, bits cascade into canon sometimes. Like, you doing the bit of, like, let me Zolve him. Probably because I feel like you just wanted to say Zolve.
You know? I didn't even. I said suck him up.
Yeah. Like,
I think I said he was he's going to Zolve him.
You guys just like throwing that out there and then it becoming a mechanic which gave you a power which helped you in a fight two episodes later. I love the way this game works. Like, I love when creative storytelling actually turns into awesome mechanical moments later, and that was sick as hell.
Thank God for that. Those lotions though.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yep.
You know, the big shout out to Zoshin.
Yeah.
You know, it was really like a scary moment too, was when it was like, okay, so Theo's going to shoot the thing down. Cause like, this is like a thing you would think, okay, this is like Theo's move. He's going to fire out the tether off. And then immediately the nat one, it was like, ooh, tone shift. Yeah. Like, oh, actually we might be fucked. Maybe it's not easy to do. And this is going to be hard. But yeah, I was not, cause inflict wounds is kind of like swingy. You could have rolled lower than a 20. So that was
It is D10. Yeah. So I could have just rolled on the low end.
Yeah. You could have got like ones or four ones, whatever it was.
It was a 21.
Yeah. It was like 21 or 24, something around there.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. Mm-hmm. And she had a bunch of more annoying thorny like spells she could have done. So that was cool.
If you didn't kill him, I was going to try and flavor if I could jam the stick into him and cast a wall of thorns inside him.
Oh, fucking gross. Yeah. I wanted to eat one or the two of you to do it. I thought it would have been cool either way. Like, Theo, it made sense because that's like your whole new goal now is killing demon lords. But you had like a personal stake in killing him. Yeah. So,
I mean, I felt like I got a good chunk of damage.
You did so much.
You fucked him up.
The visual of you like emerging from his stomach was so funny to me. I was just picturing Frank from It's Always Sunny coming out of the couch.
I was thinking Ace Ventura, the rhino.
That's what I was thinking.
Just kind of flopped out on the ground, like, oh, God.
So hot.
Yeah, because if I was still in there, I was either going to wall thorns around me, and then he would have taken 78, and he would have had to spit me out.
That would have been gnarly. I didn't even think of that as an option. That
I mean, because when you said he got encased in, like, oh, I could use it as a protective thing around me.
Yeah, it's like you can ball it up, kind of.
Then I'll ball it around myself. And then the other thing was, I'm like, all right, I could just inflict wounds inside and take the chance of it doing.
Like you could soup your way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I really liked. You were like, I stick my hand in the hole and cast inflict wounds. Yeah, that was quite nice.
That was really nice.
I rewatched David Lynch Dune about a week or two ago.
Excellent.
And I was like, I think
I'm Baron Harkonnen.
I wanted like a Baron Harkonnen, like, but like nature-y. Because we've also talked about so much like drippy sap. It was like a big thing in this. So I was like, yeah, like a big, wet, round bulbous demon lord floating around.
I literally thought it was just like a pea body with a tiny little snowman head. And like that was the visual I had.
I envisioned a bark covered Baron Harkonnen. But mean, wet.
Well the
or like a Jabba the Hutt
picture. I don't know if I can pull
this
up.
I pictured more like a humanoid Jabba the Hutt. Like it was, yeah. it like he had feet and stuff.
Tiny but, little arms and feet, like a little baby legs.
Yeah.
I'm seeing if I can find a picture.
Oh, I was thinking like, it's just a pea with a head.
Cause like the official art from Kobold Press.
Is it horrifying? It,
no, it's like kind of goofy. It looks just like a naked man with an afro just straddling a log. I don't know.
Oh.
If anyone from home wants to look up Burstuk Demon, B-E-R-S-T-U-C.
I would be a little more weirded out
I,
from that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was like, I'm like, I like the stat block. And I immediately, the first thing I like loved about it was the twisting path feature, because I thought it was cool for world building. But then when I was like, we're going to do an actual fight, I was like, he's got to be more Eldritch Abomination-y. I think we needed to go for the like more body horror route based on the abilities we had in this fight.
This one wasn't one of... like the concepts, right? This was just a demon that we were
more or less
tasked with killing.
These like demon lords all work for Strife. These are all just unleashed from the Red Waste to cause death and panic.
This is what I was envisioning, but covered in bark.
Gross. Tell the people at home what to Google.
David Harkonnen, Baron Harkonnen, 1984.
Yes.
Gross. Yeah, if you made the legs a little bit more baby-like and just a little more rotund on the belly...
Rotund on the belly?
Yeah, is what I imagine.
I was thinking a huge ass belly.
Like, you know.
It was big.
I forget which X-Men it was.
Like, right, similar to that.
When Blob. Wolverine was boxing Blob and you just see the ripples go through the belly. That's what I was imagining was happening.
There's an action figure of him.
Yeah. I like the idea of like a demon lord that is just so engorged on like blood and plant matter and shit that he's just like, looks like he's going to pop at any minute.
Mm-hmm.
But then my little sneaky thing was I knew that he was going to have a second mouth stomach to bite people with.
Which is so fucking...
The thing. Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
We're going to put the friggin' what are they called? The little paddles clear?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You put them right on the chest and the hands are just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been on like a big like 70s and 80s like sci-fi movie kick lately. So it's clearly coming through in my monsters. But just fucking great. Fun boss fight.
I'm so mad that I had to use an action surge to fix a gun, but
it was the right
still
play.
Having told you
I had
one
to
of
do
the
it.
Bullywugs used a spell in that moment. I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a fighter a lot, and the amount of times that I've had to use my action surge to not attack, it's astronomical. I've had to use it to dash or to do like a shove attack or something. And
so
then
annoying.
Sometimes you just don't really get the opportunity to go all out with all the attacks, but...
Yeah, I needed to do it to make sure that I had enough juice to get Taluga out of the stomach. If I don't have Judge's Sentence, I'm not doing 20.
Yeah.
Like, consistent.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was like, I gotta...
It was 20 in one turn.
One turn.
Yep. So it was just.
Yeah, but I wanted to be able to do as much damage that one turn to give you as many.
I figured the way we would do it is every 20 hit points of damage, I would do a save for it. But he failed in the first one. So even if I had just gone by the turn rule, you would have failed either way.
Yeah.
You rolled a 15, he needed a 17.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Because that would have like dissolved Taluga in his stomach. That was much damage.
I would have been down. I was at 39.
Yeah.
And it would have been like 42.
I think it would have been something like that.
Yeah.
Real bad.
I mean, sometimes I've played D&D where combat takes like, 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think I like it fast. I like you guys to fucking hit wicked hard. I hit wicked hard. And it's like a race to see who can beat the shit out of each other faster.
You just gotta keep Taluga pasted.
Yes.
So I can spell and do other things.
Yeah. Well, I think Reggie has a fun build because he's like a sorcerer, but I don't really use him for damaging. It's support. And you guys don't have like a primary, just support character.
I refuse to be. So.
Yeah. So that is my one tip. If you're going to put a DM NPC in your games, make them a support character. Make them so that they help your players shine. Because it's nothing worse than when you're playing D&D and the DM NPC is like several levels higher than you and doing way cooler stuff than you. And you're like, I want to fucking be the guy, though.
That's the thing. I want to be me.
Why is that me guy? Red, you're just being a little goob who's like hiding and like trying to buff you guys. I think that's the way to play it. If you're gonna do it.
I love that so he nat ones on those firebolts so often.
Oh, dude, poor Reggie. I don't know. You guys can probably actually see the log.
Yeah.
But he rolled so many nat ones. This poor little guy.
You know what is the belly mouth was?
What?
Was bothering me. Whatever. It was just it's a green version of those Doom monsters that are just the head.
Oh my god, yeah.
Flying meatball.
It's hilarious.
Basically. Yeah, so great job. Freed the South of the Vine Curse. Defeated your first demon lord. Oh, Arc 3, baby.
We're going to report back.
Reggie didn't record it.
He was hiding behind the boxes.
Fuck.
I mean, they'll know when all the vines are gone.
Yeah.
Drying up or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, when you guys return triumphant back to Brandini, I think people will know what happened. Yeah, just fucking great job, everybody. Fun episode.
Yeah, wicked fun.
Good time. I love seeing you guys pop off in combat. And I don't know. Sometimes it is, you know, it's tough designing these boss fights because I want them to feel hard. But then sometimes I think they're hard and you guys beat my fucking ass. So this was a nice one where it felt even. It felt like it could have gone either way. It felt like
because if Reggie didn't make the save, that would have been two of us slowed.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys would have both lost a turn there.
And that would have been terrible for me because I was right on his belly.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, I think it really is sometimes the dice gods kind of like play into the story because he had a plus 10 to hit. He rolled like a 4 and a 5, like 3-4 times in a row.
Thank God.
To hit you. So like, that was the dice being like, yeah, this guy's freaking the fuck out because his little fish is about to kill him. Like, it makes perfect sense.
I just fucking stood over. I got you for 3 minutes.
It was so scary.
He and the bone saw.
Yeah.
Bone saw is ready.
Yeah. And again, like so many things were smart because if you guys had not gone for the cord, you would have had to keep attacking Ivy and hoping that she broke the wall of thorns because really the fight was take the Barstuck out. Once you take him out, everything else stops.
Yeah.
But if you had like spent, because like Ivy had, let me just double, yeah, she had for hit points like over 100.
That's a great shield I had there.
What's her con save?
She had a +6 to con save.
If you
save
want her to be Bush Mommy, you can't
Does
be doing
have
this.
Does she have Warcaster in a way?
No. She has magic resistance, which didn't really come up.
Right.
But yeah, so she would have got +6 to her con saves. She had 105 hit points. So like taking her out by herself would have been really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by breaking the cord, you guys, she would have gotten 10 hit points back at the start of her turn every round.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you guys would, I mean, obviously you knew you played it smart, but you really actually played it very, very smart. That could have gone super south.
Yeah. I'm just happy that luck point actually worked out for a chance.
Right? Yeah. I hate when you use a luck point. It's like, and it's worse.
I
that's
had
what
to
I was
use
thinking when the gun jammed. I was like, he already used his fucking luck point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to have to do what we did with the Briar, or Children of the Briar, where we would have to, like, I don't know, magically, religiously separate them. So I'm like, I'll just save the luck point for when I got to cure Ivy.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did it the old-fashioned way. Beating the shit out of the guy
controlling.
We
just had to kill the guy who's in charge.
Well, that was fucking awesome. I'm very excited for the next episode. See how you guys kind of finish up this arc. We'll probably do another episode or two in Brandini. And then be on to arc 4. This podcast is moving right along.
Schmoving.
Yeah,
schmoving.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, if you wouldn't mind taking us out.
As always, people, I'm going to thank you for listening. And make sure you rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff that you never do. Thank you to the loyal listeners who have been with us from the beginning. We're back at the house! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.